keeping Duterte COVID-free, you can see him, but you can't touch him. It is doubtful if Rodrigo, aka Digong, aka Roddy, Duterte, has queued ready to play MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This on his Spotify playlist. He may not share the same taste in rap, pop, nor hip-hop with the star who at birth was christened Stanley Kirk Burrell, but certainly occupy the same need for exclusive territory. Like Queen Elizabeth, he mightily deserves his own purple corridor, not for the royal flight to take off unmolested, but so he is not exposed to germs, bacteria, and that dastardly coronavirus. To his detractors, it is firmly established that Digong Duterte is unspeakably lacking in social airs, certainly not the requisite graces when it comes to spitting out bile on inanimate objects that cannot bite back. Some describe him with the potential to be more uncouth and poisonously venal when the tirade is aimed at former CNN journalists. He calls a spade and makes it known his own views on matters social, moral, and political in as coarse a language as only a Duterte mix of Tagalog and Pinglish, Pinoy English, can. He is not above spitting out guttural sounds requiring compression of his considerable belly through gritted teeth and pursed lips. In a fit of puerile anger recently, the 16th president of the Philippines famously offered to empty his bladder at the rim of the Taal volcano, which erupted causing great devastation on the island of Luzon in mid-January. Ever ready to prove his indomitable prowess, Duterte also offered to eat the Taal volcanic ashfall as if peeing and then ingesting the slush would quieten the rumbling mountain, if not tame it completely. If his uncouth intentions on Taal were unspeakable, now, with the threat of COVID-19, Duterte is untouchable. Cue MC Hammer. The threat of the president himself catching the novel flu virus is being taken seriously as he keeps up his punishing pace of engagements throughout the island. At age 74 and suffering from a variety of ailments requiring him to pop some really potent pills, COVID-19 is a real and present danger to the 16th president of the Philippines. His handlers have now given fair warning to anyone wanting to press his flesh and public appearances. This is social distancing right up there at Pinoy presidential pinnacle. Apparently shaking hands, physical embrace, and what more, the man peck on the cheeks which Digong should perhaps bar for being an affront to Mindanao machismo is now a no-no when Digong makes an official appearance. His security detail now has a new role, to mount a cordon sanitaire around the president so he does not catch any lurking novel corona. You can now see him, but you cannot touch him. Cue MC Hammer.